Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Joining us now is the Green Bay Packers' new head coach, Matt LaFleur on Wilde and Tausch.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
Matt LaFleur, Matt Nagy, and Matt Patricia. Who is the most famous non-NFC North head coach not named Matt? No, I'm sorry.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison.
Who is the most famous non-NFC North head coach named Matt? Matt Damon, Matt Ryan, somebody else.
And celebrating 10 great years on ESPN Wisconsin.
Can you repeat that question?
Sorry.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. We're going to have our trivia tournament of champions coming up next. But Jesse's got some breaking Brewers news.
Quinn Priester, who was one of the winningest pitchers for the Milwaukee Brewers last year, is going to be out for the year now. Announced this morning. They're removing a rib.
Ugh.
Isn't that how we got Eve?
Back in the day, yeah, I think, you know, all humans kind of started that way, per reports. After meeting
Genesis.
This is from Kurt Hoag. After meeting with Dr. Pearl, Quinn Priester has decided to undergo season-ending first rib removal surgery. He expects to be out 8 to 10 months before being back to 100%. So he is done for the year. Quinn Priester, who has yet to pitch this year for the Brewers.
He's good, right? We like him.
Yes, he was very good last year. That was one of the guys when we were talking about getting starting pitching back to bolster the depth of the rotation for the playoffs. He was a guy that I think a lot of people were pointing to that would be a nice arm to have.
Got
to
go get Scooble now.
So, yeah, I mean, that opens up a conversation, no doubt about it, but he is out for the year.
Have a conversation. Let's get a conversation about a conversation.
All right, Jesse, what's today's matchup in the trivia tournament?
So today we go back to the same name region where last week Dan in Brothertown in our first contest defeated Dan in Cambria. Today Matt Coonan takes on Matt in West Bend in our Wilde and Tausch Trivia Tournament of Champions.
Big showdown. All right, we will have that those two square off coming up. And it was Dan and Brothertown who advanced, right, last week.
That is correct.
And then, so we got some matchups going all throughout as we lead into our big 10th anniversary celebration. So we will have more of these, but today we are back in the same name region. Matt in West Bend taking on Matt Coonan, who, like Tausch, used to sing, "I got friends in low places, and I don't like sausage races," or whatever that was. Mm-hmm. Before we can do that, I need to tell you about Associated Bank and all the great perks that come with being an Associated Bank customer. Now, remember, if you're not gung-ho on the Brewers, maybe you're a bigger Badgers fan. You want to show your Cardinal and White support. Maybe you're obviously a Packers fan if you listen to this show most of the time. Maybe you want to show the G&G with your checking account from Associated Bank. But right now it is Brewers season, and you get so many great perks with your Brewers checking, from 20% off at the Brewers team store to up to 50% off home game tickets and all kinds of other savings, like for the famous racing sausages, which, you know, Garth Brooks may not like them, but a lot of other people do. And they certainly like the 5K and 10K and saving money on registering for that or for the Brewers Baseball Academy. Go to associatedbank.com/brewers to find out more. Our next round, or still first round matchup, of the Trivia Tournament of Champions is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
We'll be right back. is time now. Presented by PBS and Events by Design. The Wildy and Tausch Trivia Tournament of Champions and our latest first-round matchup.
Wildy and Tausch's 10th anniversary presented by Steinhoffels. Nostalgia?
It's the best sports show in the state. It has been since 2016. It will continue to be. It's not even remotely close.
Appreciation?
I'm happy that with our partners and with our fans, we're able to kind of celebrate this.
Fun?
It's clear that you guys have done an unbelievable job of appealing to fans, partners, not as much teammates.
And competition.
The greatest of all time.
16 champions enter, but only one will achieve true greatness. This is the Wildy and Tausch Trivia Tournament of Champions, brought to you by Events by Design. For over 25 years, Events by Design has helped organizations create seamless, unforgettable events that leave a lasting impression. Search online Events by Design. We design, you party.
Let's welcome in our two first-round combatants. First of all, it is Matt in West Bend. Matt, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Congratulations on 10 years, guys.
Thank you very much, buddy. Thank you for your support and loyalty to the program. And in the same name region, taking on Matt in West Bend is Matty Coonan. Matthew, good morning. How are you?
Morning. Good. Morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Not so much for
like
sausage races. Yeah.
See how friendly it stays.
Yeah.
Like
all right.
That.
So, Jesse, you're going to flip a coin, or you already flipped? What's the coin situation?
Yep, so since you scolded me last week, we have our coin here. We are going to flip it now.
On camera. Thank you.
Can we do, Jesse, can we do a Save by the Bell trivia where you say Belding or Turtle for heads or tails? At least bring something. Just, I know that would be favoring Matt Coonan a little bit, but just for fun?
Nope. We're not going to do that.
All right.
Heads will go to Matt in West Bend. Tails will go
Belding.
To Matt Coonan. The coin is flipped. It is tails. So Matt Coonan gets his choice of Jason's questions or Tausch's
questions.
We want
the ball. Hey, we're going to score.
Matty Coonan, quick
What's
question.
Up?
Name of the guy that ran the beach club.
Oh, that's Leon Carosi.
Yes, it is. You know it is. And who is his daughter, and what show did she end up being a lead actress on?
That's Stacey Carosi, Leah Remini, King of Queens.
God, he's the best. Those were not trivia questions. Just so
those are my 2 points,
so
right?
Good. You should get two, but I don't know if Jesse's running a tight.
All right, you won the coin.
Jesse Spano.
Okay. Belding. Matt.
Rod or Rich?
Matt Coonan won the toss, so he gets to pick. Does he want my questions or Tausch's questions? Gee, I wonder
I'll
which
stick
he'll
with
pick.
Tausch.
Yeah, didn't see that coming.
God,
I wish this was Saved by the Bell so bad.
Okay,
get out of my school.
Are you done?
I'm not sure. Something might pop in, and I might just throw it out.
All right, so, Jesse, who goes first now?
That means Matt and West Bend will go first.
All right, Matt and West Bend. It's you and me, buddy. Question number one is this. In the sports current events category, which of these recent champions experienced the longest drought between winning a title in its respective sport? Is it the NHL's Carolina Hurricanes, the NBA's New York Knicks, or NCAA men's basketball's Michigan Wolverines?
We'll go B.
Indeed, the Knicks. 53 years. Correctamundo.
Good run. Good run. All right, Matt. This is the Wisconsin Badgers category. In which of these years did the Wisconsin men's basketball team most recently advance to the Sweet 16 in the round of the NCAA tournament? Was it 2024, 2017, or 2015?
2017.
Yes, sir. Beat the Nova Knicks. Beat the Nova Knicks that day. pretty good. Bronson Koenig, bam, boom.
Question two, Matt in West Bend. Finish these song lyrics. This is from the song lyrics category.
Oh, boy.
Should have had Dausch do this one today.
From the 1976 hit single from the band Queen. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know how to hit the right notes on this, Jesse.
Well, I can do it.
That's what I was hoping for. Right. Turn it over to Jesse to sing the lyrics.
Somebody, 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 please can anybody find me? Blank.
Fill in the blank. Is it somebody to lean on, somebody to love, or somebody tonight?
Somebody to love.
Oh, he almost should get an extra point for singing, but I know that's not how this goes.
If only it had been the theme song to Saved by the Bell.
Yes, indeed. All right, Matt, who was the, this is under presidents, U.S. presidents, who was the president of the United States for the full duration of World War I, which began in 1917 with the sinking of the Lusitania as the starting point? Is it Harry Truman, Woodrow Wilson, or Theodore Roosevelt?
I'll go with Harry Truman.
Truman up. No. Tough one. Woodrow Wilson. Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah. Okay. Now.
Oh, boy.
Because Tausch is the king of altering our plans, we are to question three. At this moment, Matt in West Bend, is this kind of like...
He can knock out. We're going to, because of how last week played out,
okay.
We're going to let him
just
knock
make
Matt
sure.
Koonin out. If he gets it, Matt Koonin is done.
Okay. Is this kind of like when you play, is it skins in golf?
You got to validate. I don't know.
Well, you win the hole. You don't win the hole. What is that?
Really a word association game there. I don't know where you're going with that. So, yeah, we'll just let you
like
run it.
You win 3-2, like in the Ryder Cup. Like you win with
certain
number.
That's different than skins. So, yeah.
That's why I asked. Hey, that's why I asked.
You can get dismissive about PBS, but I can't get dismissive when you said the wrong game? Come on.
I asked you though.
Nah,
I wasn't making jokes about the importance of Children's Television Workshop. All right, here we go. This is your chance, Matt, in West Bend, to knock out Matt Koonin and lock up a berth in the quarterfinals? Question number three. In the category of Green Bay Packers, which Packers fullback caught the first touchdown pass thrown by Aaron Rodgers as the Green Bay Packers starting quarterback in his first game of the 2008 season? Was that fullback John Kuhn, Aaron Ripkowski, or Corey Hall?
Oh my gosh. Was Kuhn there? I don't think Kuhn was there yet, was he? Corey Hall.
Oh.
I don't know how these were power ranked heading into the tournament, but obviously Matty Koonin has had quite a run over the years on our program.
Great tweeter. Hall of Fame tweeter.
Not a Hall of Fame historian, because... No. You don't even play the final hole.
Game's over.
It's a good
He's
run.
Out.
Yep. Got knocked out.
Matt Koonin, how do you feel about that? Would you like the third question nevertheless, just for fun?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. I'll be happy to read it on Tausch's behalf.
Well, no, actually, I'm trying to come up with a save by the bell since the question doesn't relate and he can't win. I'm actually trying to.
Can I ask you one instead?
Absolutely. Yes. I'm
all right. Yes. So in Good Morning, Miss Bliss, when Zach was trying to get into the club that was giving him a jacket, what was the name of that club?
Oh.
The two older kids.
You know, I'm not a bit, you know, I didn't study as much the Miss Bliss era. Yeah. Indiana was where the school was. That's where I was hoping you were going to ask. I don't know.
One.
Yeah, I'm going to get this one wrong. What is it?
The Rigmas.
Yeah. Can't believe you didn't know that.
What was the band that they got in and he started getting all? What was the band that Zach was in? And he
do you guys want to do a digi only about Saved by the Bell? Do you want to set that up for later?
Yes, I would actually. For sure. What was the name of that band, though, Matt?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Friends Forever.
Friends Forever. Yeah, that's true. And then they sold the buddy bracelets everything else.
I hate to interrupt this Saved by the Bellapalooza. Matt, we appreciate your loyalty to the show, but you are donezo. Goodbye. Adios.
Bye.
You've been eliminated. Thank you for playing.
Thanks for the 10 years, guys. Like, love you.
He's just like Rod.
I love you guys.
He came in, and they threw him out. He said, enough, Rod. Get out of my school. Get out of my Tournament of Champions trivia contest. The Rod Belding effect.
It feels like one of those stories in sports where the focus, instead of being on the team that won, is on the team that lost. So let's give Matt in West Bend his just desserts and celebrate his victory. Matt, in honor of you having dismissed and dispatched of the other Matt, I am going to ask you the bonus question because it's a fun question that I would like for everyone to get to enjoy even though this game is over. Would you be willing to answer it? There, it will not be held against you in any way, shape, or form.
Yes.
So question four for you. Which of Jesse's family members appeared on the show in 2021 and selected Levi in Stevens Point as the winner of the best fan speech contest, allowing Levi to take Jason's place at Jesse's wedding? Was that arbiter Jesse's wife, Becca, Jesse's mom, Susan, or Jesse's dad, George? By the way, the category is Wildy and Tausch history.
Oh, I don't think Becca wanted to come on the air. I think I'm going to go with Jesse's mom.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. I thought it was Jesse's mom, too.
Oh, my dad, Usher George came on to do that. Yeah.
Just wait. Whoa. Your mom, when we were at a remote, your mom came on the show.
Yeah, that was at Fleet Farm in Muskego.
She was also yelling at us from the cheap seats.
That was a legendary, forgettable 11 o'clock hour of that remote.
That was something.
Cookies and milk, though.
There you go.
Holidays.
All right, Matt, you advance to the next round. We appreciate your savviness in trivia. We also appreciate your loyalty to the show, buddy. We will see you in the quarters. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys. Matty Kuhn is a class act. And love you guys.
He is indeed.
That's what it's all about. Winning with a lot of grace and having some empathy for Matty Kuhn. And that's what this Tournament of Champions is all about.
A lot
about.
Of respect in that matchup.
No question. It's great.
Definitely a lot of respect. Mutual respect and appreciation. And we have a lot of appreciation for the folks at Events by Design who have been so supportive of our 10th anniversary celebration. And if you are planning a high-level event, and we know it can feel overwhelming, But it doesn't have to feel that way, because for over 25 years, Events by Design has helped organizations create seamless, unforgettable events that leave a lasting impression. Their team has been part of incredible experiences across Southeast Wisconsin, including helping us out with our big 10th anniversary celebration in Green Bay later this summer. What sets Events by Design apart is simple. They bring fresh ideas, careful planning, and expert execution to every event they touch. So whether you're building culture with an appreciation party, you're hosting a brand activation, you're planning your next gala, or you're pulling off a major industry event, Events by Design can help minimize your stress. So you can start designing your next event today. All you got to do is search online, Events by Design. It'll pop right up. Events by Design. We design, you party.
Well, I got a quick question for you boys. Jesse, this might be for you, but Jason, your memory is pretty good usually, except for when it comes to Jana and in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I totally botched that.
Did Hatch, we know he brought us Tom Hanks in that during COVID. We know that. That is,
and we haven't heard from him since.
A week and a half of content, yeah.
Did he invent and bring the idea of having trivia come to our show, too? I'll let you guys ponder on that.
I don't think so.
And we will address that in Wonelli, and we'll do that next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
What are you doing?
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
For Wonelli.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rucker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Wonelli
on Wildy and Tausch.
So why does Hatch, your guy Hatch, think that he invented Wildy and Tausch trivia?
I don't know, and I'm not saying he didn't. I think he maybe brought that up because he was awesome during the COVID era. You know, he's an avid fan of the show. He used to bring a lot of content. Then he got a big promotion, and he's become kind of big time. And he still listens to the show, and he'll text occasionally, but not to the same degree when he was kind of a young and up and coming whippersnapper. So I think while I usually like to push back and think that he didn't, I think there might be some truth in the fact that he did help come up with the concept of us having trivia. Now, obviously, it's turned into a tournament of champions type deal. So I just wanted to see if either of you guys remembered and think that that's an accurate assessment, because you guys have a better memory than I do. But it doesn't seem like either of you care, so we'll just move it along.
I mean, I care. I don't remember it. I'm pretty sure we started Wildy and Tausch trivia during COVID. Like, once sports shut down, we were like,
But did he broach it? Did he bring it up and say we should do it?
I don't recall
that.
If anyone's going to remember doing that, it would be him.
Is he saying that he did it?
He's saying that he did, yes.
Well, I'm not here to besmirch Hatch.
But then
because here's the thing.
I disagree. Yeah.
Well, okay, but he is your friend, and
I do like him. He's a fun guy.
I would think that if none of us remember it that way, I would also argue that none of us remember how we did start trivia. I know we were searching for content options without a lot of sports to talk about during that very challenging period where the NBA wasn't in the bubble. Everything was just shut down. And so I think it is very reasonable to think that the great Eric Hatchell suggests, you know, you guys should play trivia if you're looking for, you know, stuff to do.
Could have.
So it sounds very reasonable to me, and I don't think he's the type of guy that would take credit for something he didn't actually do. So yeah, I'm going to choose to believe that he's probably the one who thought of it.
That's where we disagree. He definitely would take the credit, and he'd love that. So that's where we disagree. He's got a lot of Jesse
Nelson.
You think
he's that diabolical?
He's got a lot of Jesse Nelson in him. He loves him some him, which is not – that's nothing, you know, nothing wrong with that. You should love yourself.
Rude.
Jesse, you did an all-timer of finding a way to fit yourself into that equation back with Dennis earlier. That was really well done. Where you made the state championship about you, that's impressive.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
Whoa, Nelly!
Muskego and Bradley. Yeah, big one coming
up.
Did
you guys figure out, are we doing this game tonight, or what's the plan?
No further updates. I do not believe our plans are being adjusted for this evening's programming. Yeah.
Okay.
Jason, up to you.
Disappoint a lot of folks.
Jason wants to do
it. I'm not going
to
go call the game by myself. I don't think that would do anybody any good.
No, Jesse's saying he'll go up there with you.
I don't think I heard Jesse say that.
Jesse, will you say that on the record with two of your favorite schools, with history and ties to your school and your university? Are you up for it?
If Jason wants to do it, I will have the conversation about doing it.
Okay. Have the conversation.
I cannot wait. Mm-hmm. That's going to be awesome. So that'll be on 100.5.
Whoa, Nelly!
The soccer update brought to you by Discount Liquor. Stop by their Milwaukee or Waukesha locations for all your tailgating needs. USA and Australia tomorrow, 2:00 Central Time, day game. On a scale of 1 to 10, how fired up are you for the U.S. men's national team being back in it against Australia, coming off the big win against Paraguay in the opener last Friday? Tausch?
I would say I'm at a 5. I'm intrigued. I'm not to the point where it's like must see, and I won't be able to watch it because I'm actually going to be, doing something else. But I'll be intrigued to find out what it is. What I will say, and this is the part that I think I maybe misled, I still stand by what I said about soccer. No, I stand by that. But I saw those, I think, Norwegians rowing up an escalator. And I'm seeing Scotland take over Boston and drink them out of booze and drinks. And the dude down south going to all these different places and highlighting how awesome America is. That stuff gets me rolling, man. I love that aspect of the World Cup being here. Do I still want to watch a 0-0 game and have, we don't know how much penalty time there is, so just keep going until somebody maybe does something? I have issues with that still. But the rowing the boat up the escalator, I got to admit, that made me think, boy, that looks fun. I like what's going on. I'm glad it's here. I'm glad that everybody's having a good time seeing our wonderful country. And that makes me happy. The soccer part of it is probably third on the list for me.
I do have to admit, I find myself watching or at least having games on instead of Law & Order reruns that I would never think I would be, like Colombia and Uzbekistan. Wasn't planning on watching that yesterday, but had it on. Ghana with its win over Panama, had that on for a while. And you don't know, it's weird to watch sporting events where you don't know like anybody that's playing. You don't know anything about whether one team is favored or not. It's just a strange brew of sporting.
So why do you care?
I don't just care. Because... I like if
so
Ghana wins
watching?
Or Panama wins, I don't really care. I just have it on because it's, like you have said, it's a big event. FIFA World Cup in the United States.
Yep.
I watch the Olympics when I don't know who people are. Like, I don't just watch the Olympics when it's Matt Hamilton curling.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, you have it on.
Okay.
Today's schedule, for those of you that are interested, Switzerland taking on Bosnia and Herzegovina coming up after our show is over.
Oh, they're back together. I thought Bosnia and Herzegovina were separate.
Apparently they're back together, just like we're together with American Family Insurance.
We always are. We love American Family Insurance. They've been with us from the jump. And you know, playing in Green Bay for over a decade, learn quickly when you got the right protection up front
you play with confidence. That's what American Family Insurance has been doing for almost 100 years, protecting your home, your auto, and the dreams you're building with your family so you can focus on what matters most. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com.
We'll wrap things up with Feel Good Thursday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The ESPN Wisconsin app, customizable just to you. Find the ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores today.
Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. I saw our old friend Brad Lane, who helped elevate and keep our show together to reach 10 years. He's up at WCCO in the Twin Cities, and his station was doing a Cure Blood Cancer Radiothon, and it got me thinking about all the great stuff that we do in Beaver Dam. We recently had our John Moser It's For the Kids golf outing earlier this month, and next month we have our John Moser Radiothon in Beaver Dam. I'm hoping to swing by there and see our teammates on my way down to Madison for something. It's just such a great cause. We do such a great job. We have so many great teammates that work so hard. So I just want to remind everybody that's coming up next week if you want to help support that. All right, that's it for us this week. Again, no show tomorrow. We'll be back on Monday. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.